Jou beste musiek.
Vandag, Sir Christen, Radio Tygerberg 104 FM.
Nou die afgelope, jog, moet ek eintlik sê 12 maande het so baie mense deur verandering gegaan. Jy het miskien dalk van werk verander, jy moes skielik van die huis af gewerk het, jy moes jou kinders begin homeschool het, daar is so baie dinge wat verander het. And this afternoon we are speaking to Shane Johansson and they have the company ID3 of is dit hoe jy dit uitspreek? 3 ID3, yes, there yeah. We go. And they focus on leadership coaching and they also help people to adapt to change. Goedemiddag, good afternoon, so nice to have you with us.
Thank you so much, good to be with you.
Good afternoon, Shane. So listen, the one of the biggest challenges I think most people struggle with is that of change. What is a basic thing, or if you were to simplify for people, and I know it's not as simple as that, but if you were to simplify it, if you were to break it down into like little chunks and explain it to me as if I'm 10 years old, how would you help me to cope with change a lot easier?
Well, I think the biggest thing about change is coming to an acceptance of the change that is pulling through. And then being able to figure out what it is I need to let go of and what it is that I need to hold on to as I go through change. And as Christians, I think just being able to lean into Jesus is a big piece that will stabilize change for us.
Yeah, that's very practical and so helpful, I think, for people that are struggling to accept the change that's actually in their own lives now. But let's speak about the change or the... Not just change, but the way you experienced God in the past few months in your personal life. Do you have a God moment or something that really stands out for you?
Yes, absolutely. I think, you know, coming through all of last year, for many people, it was really tough on our business. We lost almost 50% of our business, which was forecasted. So that was really tough. And that obviously is tough on your feelings and tough on your thinking. It erodes your sense of safety. But it was so amazing coming into this year. I had contracted a piece of work with a non-profit organization that was supposed to start last year, but just with COVID, it didn't work. And so as we were coming into this year and renegotiating, I just felt a strong burden on my heart to actually gift the work to them and not actually charge them for it. And I checked it with my wife, and we prayed about it, and I just kept the strong burden. And so I decided to actually do that. So I said to them, and it's sort of almost against all odds, you know, it's a crazy thing to do, to give away business, but I just felt God leading us in that way. And so I decided to be obedient and put it to them, and they were just, you know, bowled over and so blessed by that. And literally a day later, I actually got a call from a client, which I hadn't heard from in quite a while, saying that I was second on the list for another piece of work. And they want to know, you know, am I still available? Can I do this work for them? Because the guy that was ahead of me, he's actually, rejected the work. And so it was amazing how God's faith, just being obedient to God and trusting him, how his faithfulness just shone through. And we were actually so blessed to actually get back more than what we'd actually given.
Yeah, I think that's the most important thing that we need to remember in this uncertain times is the fact that God never sleeps nor slumbers, and he knows exactly what is lying ahead in our future, and we only see year and now, and sometimes we struggle to just be obedient, as what you mentioned now, and now looking back, you can actually, you know, jy kan die vrugte pluk van wat jy gedoen het.
Yes, absolutely.
Let me just jump in here before we let you go. I want to just... You know, there's that moment where you got to go, okay, but that panic sets in. But if I let go of this now, then I'm not going to have anything. So I'm not sure that you go through that process where you almost start panicking and you start thinking, but am I crazy or whatever? How do you, in that moment, just let go and be calm and be at peace and saying, you know what, even if it is that I heard wrong, it is still a blessing to someone else. How do we get to that point?
I think there's something powerful about being able to trust the God that is in our hearts and not always trust the facts that are in our head while we can't deny them. You know, we still got to, you know, you got to get out of the woods at the end of the day. But just being able to, to lean into God's faithfulness and saying, this doesn't make sense to my head, but in my heart, I'm so convicted by it that this is something I need to do. and then leaning into God and knowing that He's obviously intimately acquainted with the details of our lives. I mean, He knew all the pressure and all the stress that was involved in making that choice and that decision. But just realizing He's so involved in the detail of our lives is just was absolutely mind blowing. I remember getting the business offers and going, oh my goodness, God, like You are just so there for us, you know?
Yeah.
And wow. Can we just have eyes to see with our hearts? It's a different picture.
Sure.
Shane Johnson, thank you so much for chatting to us this afternoon. It's always lovely to hear these kinds of testimonies because it does encourage one and it puts a smile on one's face.
Yeah, it is, ma'am.
Absolutely.
Thanks
thank
so
you.
Much. And if you want to
thank
check out...
Thank you so much.
You're most welcome, sir. If you want to make contact with Shane, he runs a company called ID3 Change Leadership Identity and Consulting. And ask him if you help om te cope met verandering en dies meer. So, gaan check out sy webtuiste.
Jou beste musiek. Vandaag, Christen, Radio Tijgerberg 104 FM.